Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 9, starting in verse 14. Matthew 9, verse 14. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskin, and both are preserved." While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went throughout all the district. In our first section, the disciples of John the Baptist are a little bit confused concerning Jesus, because the disciples of John have been fasting regularly, and yet they don't see the disciples of Jesus fasting. I think we can sympathize a little bit with their confusion. Put yourself in their shoes. John is there to prepare the way for Jesus. They're expecting to see a similarity then between the way that Jesus teaches his disciples to be and the way John had his disciples conduct themselves. So they come asking this question, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" I think it's an honest question. And I don't think that Jesus is upset at them asking the question based on what we have recorded. Maybe upset's not the best word. Maybe just, you know, disappointed by the question. So he uses some real world examples, some things for them to think about that would illustrate this for them. He says, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them?" Well, the answer is no. It's a celebration. He's talking about a celebration, and so Jesus is saying, right now they are celebrating that I'm here. And of course, we know that there was going to come a time in which Jesus would not be there, and that would be a time for mourning. So he makes that statement, "The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." Then he says, no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, a worse tear is then made. We're all familiar with how new clothing tends to shrink. I'm sometimes frustrated. I buy a shirt or something that says that it won't shrink, and the first time that you wash it, you pull it out, and yes, indeed, it did shrink. So we understand this idea of new clothing shrinking. So he says, if you take that old piece of clothing, and you put the new piece of cloth on it, and you sew that into place, and then you wash it, well, that new piece is going to shrink, but the old piece does not. And so it pulls away and it makes a new tear in the garment. Likewise with the wineskins, the leather has the ability to stretch a little bit. And you put grape juice in there, and as it begins to ferment a little bit, it's going to have a little bit of gases produced. And that stretching allows it to accommodate what's going on inside it. But if it's already stretched, there's no room to stretch anymore, then when this happens, well, the wineskin tears open, and then you lose everything. Recognize that fasting is associated with mourning. Jesus says this is simply not the time for mourning. But he says in verse 15, there will come a time in which they will fast. Then, of course, you have these examples of a couple of miracles that happen. You have this ruler that comes and kneels before him and confesses that he believes that Jesus absolutely could bring his daughter back to life. He says, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." Jesus arises and follows. But in the meantime, you have this woman that believes, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be healed of this disease that I have, this discharge of blood, whatever it might be. So she reaches out her hand and touches his garment, and Jesus notices. Of course, we have other accounts that give us a little more information, but here it states, Jesus turns, sees her, and says, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly she was well. Going on to the house, they're in the full mourning situation. They're in the midst of grieving over the loss of the daughter. And Jesus makes this statement, "The girl is not dead, but sleeping." Very similar to what we see with the language with Lazarus. But the crowd doesn't believe this. They laugh at him. And Jesus goes in, takes her by the hand. She rises. You know, the one through whom everything was created, life itself came into being, is standing there. And if he says that she will live, then she will live. That's the nature of the one with the power to create life itself. And of course, the word of this spreads, and people begin to talk of these things. So we have some examples then of good faith that leads them to desire and believe that Jesus would and could help them out of the disease and the death. I think we need to spend a little time focusing on who Jesus is in terms of his power and his majesty and his place before us. Do we believe the way these individuals believe? Do we embrace Jesus? Are we waiting for his coming? Or are we simply just living our life any way that we want to without any regard for Jesus at all? Some things to think about and to pray about for today. And of course, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.